from the KTOO newsroom. I'm Pablo Arauz Peña with your state and local news update. Federal public health authorities have taken a step towards allowing cruises to resume in U.S. waters, but there's still no clear timeline for cruises to resume in Alaska. Some are applauding last Friday's development, but as KRBD's Eric Stone reports, there are others that say the requirements outlined in the new guidance aren't practical for small coastal communities.
The CDC's new guidance clarifies how port communities and cruise lines can work to resume cruising. But the cruise industry says the new rules are unworkable. Cruise Lines International Association says the rules are so murky that, quote, no clear path forward or timetable can be discerned. The trade group known as CLIA is calling on the feds to lift restrictions on cruising this month. But some see the new CDC guidance as a step forward. The agency hasn't given much indication on how cruising should resume since late last year. Ketchikan Visitors Bureau President and CEO Patty Mackey says there are still a lot of unanswered questions.
But I think that at least it's a step in the right direction. And they've identified some key things that we've all had questions about, particularly the community agreements with the cruise lines.
There are concerns from smaller towns that often host big ships that the CDC's requirements on how to respond to outbreaks just aren't practical. The Alaska Municipal League's Nils Andreasen says coastal communities already have very limited medical facilities if sick passengers or crew had to disembark in an emergency.
I really worry about the capacity of especially our smaller ports to be able to do all the things that are outlined in those in that guidance.
Skagway, for example, doesn't have a hospital or the infrastructure the CDC would require under the new guidance. Mayor Andrew Cremata says a community of around 1,000 people can't provide treatment for megaships with 4 to 5 times that year-round population.
The reality of the situation is I look at that, the CDC's guidelines that came out on Friday, and I'm throwing my hands in the air because we can't do that.
He says he's resigned to the idea that cruises won't return to Skagway in 2021. He says he's instead focused on promoting independent tourism over the summer and hopes cruise ships return next year. Whether cruise lines will return to Alaska this summer remains an open question, but hope appears to be fading. The CDC requires that cruise lines give 30 days' notice before operators conduct a simulated voyage intended to test health protocols. The agency requires another 60-day waiting period before they'll grant lines the right to set sail with paying passengers. And, of course, Alaska's international cruise vessels can't sail between the lower 48 and Alaska without a stop in British Columbia. But Canada has closed its ports and waters to cruise ships through at least next spring. A legislative workaround has found broad support from Alaska's elected officials, but has so far gained little traction in Congress. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.
In other news, the CARES Act, the original COVID-19 relief bill that Congress passed last year, sent a lot of money to Alaska tribes, more than $300 million. Amid pandemic anxiety, the money was a godsend for remote Alaska communities. For tribal administrators, it was also a headache. Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin reports on how Alaska's tribes spent their funds and about the mountain of new cash that's coming at them soon.
Bethel's tribe, Arutza Chachamut Native Council, or ONC, received $14 million from the CARES Act. ONC Executive Director Mark Springer remembers the moment he learned the cash was in the tribe's bank account.
I was sitting at my desk, and my chief accountant, my then chief accountant, came to the door, and he stood in my door, and he had a piece of paper in one hand, and he was clutching his chest in his other.
Of course, Springer and the accountant were elated, but it was a lot of money for a tribe of about 3,500 members. The rules for how it could be spent weren't clear at first, and originally the tribes had less than a year to spend it all. Springer says the deadline pressure was immense.
Oh, yes. There was many a time when people looked right at me and said, Mark, are you going to be able to spend all that money before December 30th?
That was the challenge for tribes all over the country. The government followed a formula to distribute Tribal CARES Act money. 225 Alaska tribal governments received amounts ranging from $100,000 to $20 million. Some tribes didn't get their share until late May. They had to figure out how to use it wisely or lose it. ONC bought a ton of supplies and personal protective equipment and a building to put it in. Springer says ONC still has enough hand sanitizer left to fill a swimming pool. But he says at a time when stores had no Clorox or Pine-Sol, the tribe could provide.
It feels real good when a family would call up and say, hey, you know, we're COVID-19 positive and we need some cleaning supplies and some PPE. And we're like, yeah, we'll be right there.
Like a lot of tribes, ONC distributed the bulk of its CARES Act money to its members, up to $5,000 per household. The spending has to go for pandemic-related needs, so the members filled out applications to document what they needed help with. Ultimately, Springer says the money went to the community at large, in Bethel or Anchorage or wherever the member lives.
It does have a lot of economic impact because we were, you know, sending checks to landlords. We were paying electric bills and water and sewer bills and fuel bills. And so that money really went directly into the economy.
Some tribes aim to improve food security by providing freezers or ammunition and boat fuel to help tribal members hunt. Teresa Jacobson runs the Alaska Tribal Administrators Association. She says several tribes spent money to fix up old houses or community buildings to serve as quarantine facilities so that anyone coming into the village could isolate for 2 weeks.
From what I've seen, it's worked very well. And for those tribes that are doing that, I have one in particular that comes to mind, not one case of COVID since the pandemic started.
Congress later extended the CARES Act spending deadline until the end of this year. It gave tribal administrators time to catch their breath. Now they are getting ready for an even bigger pile of money from this year's COVID relief bill, the American Rescue Plan. For comparison, the CARES Act nationally had an $8 billion fund for tribal governments. The American Rescue Plan has $20 billion. The first billion will be divided equally among all the tribes. That comes to $1.7 million apiece. That alone will be more than most Alaska tribes got from the CARES Act. The Treasury Department hasn't announced how it will distribute the rest of the tribal government money in the American Rescue Plan. One proposal is to give each tribe another $10 million. And still, there would be billions left to distribute. Richard Peterson says he's ready. He's president of the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes.
I would say the CARES Act has kept me up at night, so I'm kind of used to it now.
His government got $20 million in CARES Act funding, more than any other Alaska tribe. Most of it was distributed to the households of its 32,000 members, about a third of whom live in Southeast Alaska. For instance, the tribe sent up to $500 per child to help parents with the expenses of pandemic homeschooling, like new laptops and broadband. With the American Rescue Plan, Central Council might get two or three times as much as it got from the CARES Act. But this time, the allowable uses are broader, and the spending deadline isn't until the end of 2024. Peterson says he's grateful to have more time to strategize for economic development and recovery.
So, one, I want to honor, the intent in which it was issued. I also want to make sure that we're doing the best by our citizens, So, yeah, it all keeps me up at night.
Peterson says he's confident because Central Council has a solid record of service delivery. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.
And if you're in Juneau and undecided about getting vaccinated against COVID-19, there's now a cash incentive to get the jab.
It'll be interesting to see what people say. It's a little novel approach, but what the heck?
Dr. Lindy Jones works in the emergency room at Bartlett Regional Hospital and is part owner of Juneau Emergency Medical Associates. The professional corporation recently put up $5,250 in prize money for cash drawings at among certain vaccine recipients. A $500 and $250 winner will be drawn from people who enter after getting their first dose each day of the city's vaccination clinics this week and again on April 17th. Two more pairs of winners will be drawn at the end of April from clinics this month at Ron's Apothecary Shop and the pharmacy at Fred Meyer. Dozens of slots remain available at the city's vaccine clinics this week. As of Monday, city officials estimate nearly 11,000 eligible people in Juneau have not received any vaccine doses. For more on this story, go to ktoo.org. This is KTOO News.